What might Shinran Shonen think about Obon season? It's Obon season, a time of bone dances and bone memorial services and the biggest Japanese Buddhist celebration of the year all over these Hawaiian islands. Since early 2016, our dear fellow Honganji traveler and Shinran Shonen scholar extraordinaire, Dr. Alfred Bloom, has held a co-group gathering, also known as a Shin Buddhist Learning Community, to share his amazing perspectives on what Shinran himself might think about various modern topics, including Obon season. So what might Shinran Shonen think about this widespread Buddhist observance? First, the bone dance. The Moggallana story, the foundation of Obon observance, dramatizes the indebtedness and obligations of our ancestors through spiritual reflection. Moggallana, an ancient Buddhist monk, as a result of his meditations and spiritual insight, received a vision of his mother suffering in the hell of hungry ghosts. Moved by his mother's suffering, he consulted with the Buddha and sought a way to release her. Shakyamuni replied that he should give offerings to the monks. Moggallana complied and his mother was freed. At that, Moggallana danced for joy, providing the basis for the bone dances. However, scholars widely believe that the Chinese Buddhists created the story, since it fits in with their own culture, particularly with Confucianism, promoting the Confucian idea of worshipping one's parents and ancestors. As a result, the Ulambana Sutra may not be a genuine sutra that Shakyamuni Buddha himself taught in India. Indeed, Shakyamuni generally avoided discussing the afterlife as an unanswerable question and observed silence on the matter, instead urging his followers to focus on this life now. Shinran's focus was also on appreciating the gift of life now. He taught that Amida's original promise was an assurance of the Pure Land of perfect peace at death, and hell was not a part of the Pure Land path. In all of the complete works of Shinran, the word hell is only referred to twice, and only in an indirect way. Shinran's focus was on our life now and dealing with our own unhappiness, our self-made hell, day by day. So the basis of the bone dance does not agree with Shinran's teachings. Shinran rejected the concept of ransom or transfer of merit to liberate the dead. He trusted in the absolute boundless compassion of Amida Buddha to bring all beings to perfect peace, no matter how evil they have been. So what might Shinran think about Obon memorial services? Prince Shotoku started Obon memorial services in Japan in the 7th century as one of two major Buddhist festivals, the other being Hanamatsuri, or Buddha's birthday. The Obon festival, both dance and services, focuses on the Japanese custom of ancestor worship based upon Chinese Confucian Buddhism. For Shinran, 600 years later, the idea of ancestor worship did not make sense, and he famously wrote, "He never said Nambutsu once out of filial piety for his parents." And also said, "His body was to be thrown into the Kamo River as food for the fish," thus disregarding special treatment for the dead. Shinran would find special treatment for the dead to be a misunderstanding of his teachings. About 30 years after Shinran's death, the third abbot Kakunyo had canceled followers not to make funerals the central event in Shin Buddhism. Yet, like other Japanese Buddhist sects, funerals became a prominent feature among the temple's religious services. This Japanese funeral Buddhism concept continues today, 800 years later. Most Japanese sects observe the Obon dance and memorial service as an opportunity to make offerings of money, food, prayers, chants, and incense for their departed loved ones and to ensure their comfort in the afterlife. And the recent phenomenon of lantern floating Hawaii on the American Memorial Holiday, where 50,000 interfaith mourners and a large television audience observe the traditional Toro Nagashi, return of the departed to their afterlife homes, guided by floating lanterns at Ala Moana Beach Park on Oahu shows the power of this idea of comfort in the afterlife. So if bone dance and bone memorial services are not a part of Shinran's teachings, why do we continue to celebrate them today? Shin Buddhism reinterpreted the usual Buddhist services for the dead to respond to people's needs for spiritual consolation in such critical moments. The emphasis in the services is how the deceased has benefited our lives and expressed the compassion of Amida Buddha. The purpose of religious life for Shinran is to express gratitude for the great gift of life and for those who share it with us. For Shin Buddhism, the Buddha's compassion reaches us in many ways, through nature, family, and community. According to Shin belief, rather than we liberating the ancestors as in the story, it is the ancestors who liberate us through their love and compassion in life. Though at Obon we focus on this aspect of life once a year, it is really a matter of everyday reflection. According to the Japanese tradition, the ancestors return to commune with their descendants during the seasons. In actuality, however, the ancestors are parents and loved ones, as well as the many people who have shaped our lives in modern times, have never left. We live in the light of their contributions. Obon is consequently a time for recognizing our responsibility to life, and not merely the marking of death and separation. We sit before our home altars in the morning and evening to nurture our awareness and remember the connection of our families and all things in thankfulness. As we open our hearts, the hearts of our loved ones enter. The spirit of Obon expresses our awareness of our connectedness to others in the web of human life and nature, which provide the foundations for our spiritual life. It challenges us to nurture our faith and encourage a sense of responsibility and humility in our responses to the awesome questions of life and death emerging from our modern society. As a Sangha, a spiritual community, and as individuals, we should seek the flexibility and compassion that will enhance the life of all people. Shin Buddhism, while maintaining family values, also goes beyond the boundaries of the biological family. Shinran said, he never said Nembutsu once out of filial piety. He went on to say that in the flow of endless time, we have all been mother, father, brother, and sister to each other. He transcended the traditional Confucian biological emphasis on family to the family of humanity. Those who are closest to us may have a claim on our sentiments and duty. However, according to Shinran, we must never forget our relationship to the whole world of interdependent beings, nor that family values represent a spiritual relationship which promotes not only the harmony of our natural family, but also our community and the world. As we reflect on the deeper meaning of the Obon season, let us renew our dedication to the inclusive and universal values of Buddhism, which makes the world and all beings our one spiritual family. Namo Amida Butsu.